Christ. Thinking during this week about this parable, very powerful parable about kingdom. All parables are about kingdom. But I recalled one article I read several weeks ago. It was an article of, there was like a report about situation in one city in France. And then the rest of the article was some kind of interview with a priest who works at chancery at the diocese. But what happened was, the report was about that the church, which was in the city, was demolished, ruined. You know, they really removed the church. The church was there for around 600 or 700 years. Beautiful church, and when you see picture, this beautiful old church. And they ruined the church, they demolished the church. And the plan is they are going to build a store there with parking lot. And this, in this interview, this priest said, well, this is just one of 250 and something churches in their diocese, which are going to be demolished because, well, they were closed. No people there. And the question was that what happened to this church, you know, why people left? And the priest said that, well, there were like 50 years ago, there were like 700 people there as the parishioners. The question was, what happened? Did people move away? He said, no, actually the city multiplied the number of its inhabitants. There are more people than before. But he said, but nobody comes to church. The church was like closed for several years, and so they decided to, city decided to demolish the church. And then the priest said, well, 700 before, 50 years, he said, it took two generations of good life to lose the church. And these words strike me, you know, because he said something what is spiritual law, what we learn from teachers of spiritual life. Good life kills faith. Good life kills our connection with God. Good life takes us away from true God and brings us to worship false God. Church was replaced by a store and huge parking lot. And this is what this connection with our gospel is there, that we have to realize that it's not, nothing is granted. This parable is, well, it was told about this chosen nation, but it can be told about our church, that church, but it can be told about our life, of each individual. What we can hear that? God planted a vineyard. And he gave this vineyard to people. And let's make it very personal. God gave this vineyard to me. What does it mean? He planted everything in my soul to reach, to bring fruit, to be transformed. This all these things, this wine, this hedge, what, everything, you know, this protection hedge is like protection which of our life, which was given through commandments and other things. God planted everything good in our lives. He gave us all tools how to use this vineyard, his gifts he gave us, and transform them to holy life. Life when we become like he is. Everything what we have, everything is a gift which comes to us. And true is what this priest said and what those teachers or spirituality say, that good life kills this relationship, because those tenants, they had good life in this vineyard. They were stealing from this owner good things. They were using them as the, this is mine. And they even wanted to take ownership through this by ignoring, beating his slaves, refusing his request to bring fruit of what was given to them. And this is something what happens to us. We use all these gifts, and many times, yes, we have good life and we enjoy life. Nothing wrong with that. Until we forget God, until we stealing his gifts, especially gift of life, gift of will, gift, many gifts which have not to serve him, but to serve our pleasures, to serve our will, what we want. How many times it happens, you know, that we have option that, well, we can do something for our soul, we can grow deeper in understanding of God, in loving God, and we choose some kind of silly pleasure, and we see this is like the most important thing. You know, this is stealing these gifts and taking over this property which belongs to God. And if this happens, if we are filled with the world, if we let the world to take over our interest, if world takes first place in our life and God is something what we just add as a something necessary and some kind of insurance to our life, so then we are slowly starting to drift away from God. And what happens is that God, even we talk about God, true is that we are just Christian atheists. It means that we have all these good principles. We try to love other, we try to do good things, but it is without God. We try to be good persons on our own. It means that we take over, you know, this his property which was given to us, our life and all these gifts. We take over and we say, well, we don't need you. You expect fruit from us? No. We know what to do. We just want to be good people. We don't need you. But this is not serve. Not serving to God. This is refusing his role in our life, and it is refusing our beautiful destiny which was prepared for us. And you can see that. You can see that. You can hear people, I believe in God, but I don't need church. What does it mean? This person who says this, he doesn't understand even what God is. He doesn't understand his words. The person probably didn't read gospel and other scripture because it is not there, you know, this formula. But this is a sign what we are doing when we are filled with world. Because if we are 100% filled with God, with the world, there is no place for God in our life. And we act according this. If this happens, the parable tells us what how God reacts. He takes this vineyard away. This happened to this church in France, in the city. It was only two generations was enough. And the inheritance, this vineyard, which leads people to eternal life, was taken away from those people. Was taken away. And this is something what can bring us some kind of troubling, because this can happen to us on this personal level, on the level of our parish, on the level of the church. If we give up God, if we lose this right understanding, what does it mean to believe in God? What does it mean to follow His words? Not as we think, but as He thinks and He says us. If we get to the trap, we are starting to lose this vineyard which was given to us. This source of future eternal life. And we have to ask ourselves, where are we in this process? Because truth is that life is good. Life is very good. Let's compare our life with life of our grandparents. How easier, in many ways, how easier our life is. But we can compare with our grandparents even that how our life is different from their life. How many things came to our life from the world, which took that place which before belonged to God. So it is, those are serious things, because it is about our eternal life. And how can we find out where are we? There are several maybe tips from spiritual fathers. The one, so I will just name several, and we can, each of us can make a test. The first thing is, do you have willingness to bring sacrifice for God? When did you brought sacrifice? It means you force yourself to serve God. I mean, now very easy way, you know, to serve God. Now, I mean, if you had time, did you use the time for God? Did you have this fever in your heart to come for the liturgy, even if it is not Sunday? Did you have this desire to come closer to God, even if it is more painful? It means that you have to give up something. This can reveal where are we, our willingness to bring sacrifice for our spiritual life, for our relationship with God. And maybe just one more. Are you satisfied with your life? Are you happy? When was the last moment when you felt so unworthy that you ran to the church and you begged for forgiveness and for grace and for strength? When was the last moment when you felt that, well, this is weakness in my body, in my mind, in my thoughts, that I need God, that you were forced, that you made decision, today I have to go, and I have to beg God for his help, because I'm so weak and I'm so sinful person. When was the last moment when we had this, when we felt that we need him? If those, only, there are more, but only those things, if we didn't have this feeling of need of God's help, and we find out where we are not able to make extra sacrifice, extra move, except those which are, which habits which we have, that maybe Sunday's liturgy, when we don't force ourselves to do just morning and evening prayers, on them, but there's more things. It means that this is warning. And God through this warning will tell us, you know, I gave you everything because I love you. I offer you everything because I want you to be with me. I am taking care of you because I created you for eternal life. Look, something is wrong. You are taking wrong direction. And if we are able to admit that and we make right move, even the smallest one, we can change course of our life. And we can start to bring fruit which God expects. Fruit of holiness. Fruit of his presence in us. Which can keep this vineyard in us. If we ignore these signs, this vineyard will be taken away from us. And we can have the best speaker during our funeral who will tell how wonderful we were. The speaker will not give us paradise. This will be just show. This parable of our kingdom tells us that we are carry huge responsibility for gifts which are given to us. And this responsibility brings us to a point, to that question, what do you want with your life? You want eternal life or you don't want? And this very, very serious question. And if we want to grow, we have to find the right answer for this question. Amen.